AP Sports. I'm Mike Reeves. The National League Championship Series shifted to New York Wednesday for Game 3, and our Tom Merriam was on hand at Citi Field to bring us this report.
The Dodgers have taken a 2-1 lead in the National League Championship Series after routing the Mets 8-0 in Game 3. Los Angeles scored 200 runs in the second, taking advantage of catcher Francisco Alvarez's throwing error. Will Smith and Tommy Edman drove in the runs off Mets starter and loser Luis Severino. The Dodgers then doubled their lead to 4-0 in the sixth on Kike Hernandez's two-run homer off Reed Garrett. Shohei Ohtani then sealed it with a towering three-run homer in the eighth off Tyler McGill to make it 7-0 L.A. Max Muncy also homered and was on base five times.
Each game you go out there, it's an 0-0 series. You're never up, never behind. You got to go out there and play every game like it's fresh that day. The lead doesn't matter.
Starter Walker Buehler and four relievers combined for the shutout, the second of the series for Dave Roberts' team.
The Dodgers and Mets are scheduled to play Game 4 of the series on Thursday. The ALCS is also scheduled to resume Thursday with Game 3 when the Yankees take on the Guardians in Cleveland. WNBA, the Liberty and Lynx met Wednesday in Game 3 of their best-of-five final series. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has the details of the Liberty's thrilling victory.
Sabrina Ionescu drained a three-pointer with 1 second remaining to give the Liberty an 80-77 victory and a 2-1 lead over the Lynx in the WNBA Finals. Minnesota had just tied the game at 77 when Ionescu dribbled around and hit from a few steps beyond the arc.
I was able to get a little separation in range and get a really good shot to go, obviously wanting to let the shot clock wind down, and kind of got the space that I needed to be able to get my feet under me and feel comfortable taking that shot.
Ionescu, Jonquel Jones, and Leone Fibish each had 13 points apiece for New York, which was led by Brianna Stewart's 30 points and 11 rebounds. Nafisa Collier had team highs of 22 points and 9 rebounds for the Lynx, who host Game 4 on Friday.
Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark became the first rookie since Candace Parker in 2008 to receive all WNBA honors. Aces forward Asia Wilson and Minnesota's Nafisa Collier were unanimous selections. New York's Stewart and Connecticut's Alyssa Thomas rounded out the team. Coming up, the night on the ice, along with news from the NFL and NCAA football. The Bruins were in Colorado Wednesday night to meet the Avalanche. Bruce Morton has the story from Denver.
The Bruins held off a late charge from Colorado to defeat the Avalanche 5-3. Boston coach Jim Montgomery.
Best team game we've had so far this year, and I thought it was a complete 60-minute effort. You know, they're a really good team, and they're going to have their moments, but I thought that really liked our poise.
The Bees got five goals from five guys, but it was Charlie Coyle's power play tally in the first period that gave his team the lead for good at 2-1. Meanwhile, the tough times continue for Colorado. With the defeat, the Avs opened the season with four consecutive defeats, for the first time since 1998-99.
Toronto defeated Los Angeles 6-2. Bobby McMahon scored twice.
I think we're just excited to play at home. The crowd was loud from the get-go, and we got off to a good start, playing simple and hard right away, and that gave us some success and confidence.
Auston Matthews scored and added a pair of assists, while Mitch Marner recorded three assists for the Leafs. Pittsburgh overcame a 3-1 first-period deficit to defeat Buffalo on a history-making night for a Penguin center. Here's Dave Ferry.
Evgeny Malkin scored his 500th career goal, and he assisted on Sidney Crosby's game winner as the Penguins beat the Sabres 6-5 in overtime.
Just really happy for Gino, obviously, for him to get his 500th and just to get the win.
Malkin's goal gave Pittsburgh a 4-3 lead, 3:28 into the third period.
Well, not easy, it's a long way to score 500, but I'm glad to do it tonight, and finally, now I'm more relaxed, more calm.
Utah visited Anaheim for the Ducks' home opener, and Anaheim was a 5-4 winner in overtime. Leo Carlson with the game winner. NCAA football, a rule quirk that helped Oregon earn a victory over Ohio State last week, is being amended. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The NCAA Football Rules Committee has issued guidance to close a loophole that allowed second-ranked Oregon to exploit an illegal substitution penalty. The NCAA Coordinator of Football Officials says in a statement the new guidance looks to, quote, take away any gain for the defense, end quote, from committing an intentional penalty. With Ohio State driving on its final possession, Oregon was flagged for having too many defenders on the field. The move took 4 seconds off the clock, and Ohio State did not have time to call call a timeout for a potential game-winning field goal.
NFL Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin is keeping the identity of Pittsburgh starting quarterback Sunday under wraps, but an uptick in Russell Wilson's workload during practice indicates he'll be the likely choice. Justin Fields has led the Steelers to a 4-2 start, with Wilson out with a calf injury. Tennis, Serena Williams says she had a bronchial cyst the size of a grapefruit removed from her neck, but all is okay. Williams turned 43 last month. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.